The difference between being a successful farmer and a not-so-successful farmer. David Sparks, Idaho Agribusiness Today. The University of Minnesota has a database of 3,500 producers that they've studied, trying to answer the question, why are some farmers more profitable than others? In this part of the economic cycle, what are profitable producers doing differently from those who may be sliding into financial troubles? Dale Norquist is the associate director of the U of M's Center for Farm Financial Management, and he has provided some answers.
It's not age. We found that younger producers are doing very well on average. The beginning producers are really performing pretty well. Maybe with some help, obviously, from the older generation, but they're not really a problem group. And it's not really size related. We see struggles in both the smaller producers and the larger producers. And of course, if there's problems with large producers, it gets multiplied.
So if it's not age or size, then what is the difference?
Cost control is the biggest thing. We see a huge difference in terms of the per acre costs for all the different inputs, and it's consistent. A producer who's paying more for inputs will consistently pay more year after year after year.
So there you have it, and that's the difference. I hope you found this program informative and useful. I'm David Sparks, proud to represent the Ag Information Network.